What's the deal, people? It's your boy Black Milk, straight out of Detroit, and I'm chilling with my man Low Key.
I don't know how many people are familiar with you and your work. You want to tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I go by the name of Black Milk, you know what I'm saying? Producer first, MC second, you know what I'm saying? Most people know me for doing, you know, most of my production for Slum Village, you know what I'm saying? So, and being one half of BR Gunner, you know, so, yeah, man, that's what it is. That's what, you know, most people familiar with me with.
For sure, for sure. Now, where'd the name Black Milk come from?
Oh, the name, it wasn't nothing really like something that I was real deep in thought to try to make something. It was like in Detroit around that time when I made the name, like a lot of the artists here had, you know, unique different type of names, crazy type of names. You had, you know, the Slum Village, and you had the M&Ms, and, you know, the House Shoes, like, you know what I'm saying, people with those type of names. So when I was, you know, around all them, looking up to them cats, I'm like, you know, I'm going to make me a unique, crazy name, too. So just writing down a lot of different words on paper, and I don't know, man, just Black Milk came together, man. I just kept it, stuck with it ever since then.
All right, then. So you said producer first, MC second, right?
Yeah.
You've been rhyming, though, for a minute now. What made you make that transition?
I was MCing, like, I was always writing lyrics before I even was doing beats, you know what I'm saying? But I eventually, you know, got into the beat thing and, you know, fell in love with it. Like, man, you know, that's like my biggest passion right now. I prefer to do production than write lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. How did you first get into production?
Came along like a couple of my cousins and like boys, homeboys around the way. They used to dabble in the music, and you know, a couple of my cousins had their own little setup at the crib, you know, with little studio equipment or whatnot. And I used to, you know, go over there all the time. So, you know, I was spitting, and then one day I just started messing with it and kind of took to it, was interested in it, and started messing with it even more. And like, damn, I figured out I had an ear for music, you know what I'm saying? And just took to it and kept pursuing it, and eventually, like, wanted to take it real serious and bought my own setup, you know what I'm saying, my own equipment, and took it from there. Ever since then, I've been doing beats.
Nice.
And that was like around, that's probably like 99 2000. I first bought my MPC like in 2001, but you know, I was working on little other, you know, cheap little pieces of equipment, you know, 99 2000, before then, a couple years before I got the MP. But yeah,
and then shortly after that was when you linked up with Slum Village.
Yeah, so I linked up with Slum like in 2001 2002, for their Trinity album, for the album they did called Trinity. And like I said, that came about, you know, the same cousins that I was messing with in the music was already cool with Bob T and the Slum. You know, they went out on the road with them, you know, as roadies, and they had a couple of my beat CDs at the time with them. Slum heard some of the beats, and when they got back, you know what I'm saying, they reached out to me, was like, you know, come to the studio, we want to check out some of the beats. And that was like the first time I got on. I came up there, they picked a couple of beats for the Trinity album. One track was called What Is This, and the second track was called, the actual album title was called Trinity. So yeah, after that, I've just been rolling with them cats ever since.
Nice. And then is that how you linked up with Dilla as well?
Well, yeah, I met Dilla on a few different occasions, because we was after the Trinity album, we had started, you know, we was doing the Dirty District thing too. So when we did Dirty District Volume 2, that's when I started working with Dilla. You know, me and Young RJ as BR Gunner. So we came through and we cut a couple songs with him, you know what I'm saying? And after that, he had spit on some more of my tracks for one more of my tracks for the Detroit Deli album that Slum Village did. You know what I'm saying? That was like the...
That was the reunion track, right?
Yeah, that was the reunion. Yeah, the reunion beat. Yeah.
That must be a crazy feeling, man, to have somebody who's that nice on the beat spitting on your own beats.
Right, right. And that was like the first, like the reunion track was the actual track that I did like all by myself, you know what I'm saying? So it was like when I heard him finally spit on it, you know, it was like, damn, man, you know, this Dilla spitting over one of my tracks. And, you know, when he around that time when he did the Detroit Deli and the Dirty District Volume 2, that was basically, he was giving us the co-sign, like, you know what I'm saying, keep doing y'all thing, I'm feeling what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? So after that, you know, we just kept it moving.
Nah, for sure, you guys seem to definitely be the next cat from the D to really make some noise.
Yeah.
So what's up with BR Gunna nowadays?
Well, the BR Gunna thing, at that time, it was going okay, but now, I mean, like, last year, we had to kind of, you know, go our separate ways just because, creative differences sometimes and creative differences and the actual album. We had a BR Gunna album that was supposed that came out. And it kind of got shelved for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? We was on the independent, so we could have really just put it out. They could have put it out whenever they wanted to, but it was still like the label was holding us up and putting it out. And at that time, I was like, man, I really need to have some music out here. So that's when the BR Gunna thing started getting shaky after they put the album up. So I was never signed, you know what I'm saying? I was always a free agent. I just always did beats for Slum and, you know, kicked it with the Barack fam, you know what I'm saying? That was just the people I was running with at the time. But after that, I was like, man, this is taking too long. So that's when the Sound of the City project, that's how that came along, you know what I'm saying? When I put that project together and put it out after I seen it wasn't going to be a BR Gunna album coming out no time soon.
Yeah. So what's the status on that album? Is it just kind of in limbo, or is it going to come out sometime soon? Or?
Man, I doubt if that project see the light of day. You know what I'm saying? It depends. Hopefully it does. You know, hopefully we could get back together and work on some stuff, you know what I'm saying, in the future, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not counting nothing out. I'm not saying we'll never have a BR Gunna album, you know what I'm saying? It never will be a BR Gunna album, but for right now, yeah, I don't know. It don't seem like it's looking too good for the songs we cut. You know, because it was three of us in the group. It was me, it was Young RJ, and it was Fat Ray. Fat Ray was like the main rapper of the group, you know what I'm saying? So me and Fat Ray still work together, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get him in the situation right now, you know what I'm saying, as well. So, but the total package, BR Gunna thing, I don't know, man.
Well, back to Sounds of the City for a minute. That was when I think people really started to notice that you could spit.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Is there going to be any wax on that? I know a lot of DJs who want to cop it. And I know you have a new project out too, but...
Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to cop both, I would think.
Yeah, man. The Sound of the City was a real good mix for me, you know what I'm saying? It was something I put out because, you know, I didn't have nothing dropping at the time. So I'm like, let me just put a quick project together to get some of the dopest MCs in Detroit, you know, make a few quick beats and package it up and just throw it out here. It was something really I just did for Detroit, you know what I'm saying? But it spread everywhere. You know, like when I finally got the hook up to get it sold on the internet, you know, that's how it just really spread all over the place, man.
You want to talk about Fat Beats real quick and the new EP a little bit more, so people can know to cop that?
Oh yeah, go get the Broken Wax EP, you know what I'm saying? I just dropped in November. It was something I did just, you know, was trying to put something out to hold people over to the actual album came up since it wasn't coming out this year, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got the 9 Porter on there from D12. I got not guilty on there. I got T3, Cat, Hillside, Fat Ray, Name Tag, and myself on the rest of the joints, you know what I'm saying? Five new cuts and 6 new cuts and 2 joints from Sound of the City. So yeah.
And is that that's on Wax? Is it on
iTunes right now, but it'll be coming out. I just got the CDs pressed up, so it'll be on CD probably in the week's time, by next week or no later than 2 weeks from now, it'll be out on CD. But I was just gonna have it on vinyl on iTunes, just so I didn't wanna make it too big, you know, but I didn't know people was gonna be hitting me up like they are, you know what I'm saying, about getting at it. So, you know, it'll be dropping on CD in a couple weeks time.
Yeah, I mean, these days, if people wanna buy it, you gotta let them buy it however they want.
Right. Right, that's in the game, folks. Yeah.
let's go back to Dilla for a minute, if that's cool.
Okay.
I know you probably got some crazy stories.
You say some crazy?
Yeah, yeah. I know you must have some crazy stories from working with him. I've been reading a lot of them lately, you know, over the last year. You know, what's your most memorable experience from working with him?
It really wasn't like any crazy memories like that, because he worked so fast, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it was on some issue where, you know what I'm saying, he was busy with what he was doing too, so we hit him up like, yo, man, let's slap on this joint. And he'd be like, all right, I'm down, bring it through. You know, we'll bring the song through, and like, next thing we know, he'd be done recording to it, and he'd send it back to us, or he'd drop it, come back to the studio and drop it off, and we'd just kick it. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't have like the real chance to sit over his shoulder, which I wish, you know what I'm saying, I wish I would have had that chance, but like, I didn't have the chance to like sit in the room for a long time and just watch him make beats or get some techniques, you know what I'm saying? But I said, the way we was working, it was quick, fast, you know what I'm saying? He'd get the song, he'd knock it out real quick. So yeah, man, I missed that moment.
Oh, I'm sure, man. You know, I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, and he definitely kind of gave you the blessing as the next up. And I think so far you've been doing a good job of fulfilling that.
Right. Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, man. He gave Cass the cosign. Like, you know, it's a lot of people that has somewhat of a, you know, Dilla sound or Dilla, whatever you want to call it, but. You know, he actually did give us the cosign, like, you know, keep y'all doing y'all thing. And, you know, I think without that, it would have been a whole totally different story. But since we did work on them different songs, it was cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. So now that you got the buzz going, who would you like to work with, you know? Ideally, who would you like to be in the studio with?
Wow, man. I'm trying to get in the studio with whoever want to work with me, to tell you the truth, but like...
You're going to be a busy man in a hurry then.
You said what?
I said you're going to be busy in a hurry then.
Right, man. But, like, the people I really want to try to get at, you know, collab with, it'd be like people like, probably get some production to Ghostface, man. Like, I'd love to do a Ghostface Black Milk record, you know what I'm saying? Or Black Milk Nas record. I love to hear Nas spitting over one of my tracks, you know what I'm saying? MF Doom, those type of cats, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, those, like, you know, the people I'm you know, trying to get at to work with sometime in the future, you know, Madlib, you know. So yeah, but yeah, there's so many people, you know, I can hear over going different ways with the music and creating new sounds, you know, with different artists, man. I couldn't even tell you everybody I want to work with. You know what I'm saying? It's some of the artists, not even hip hop artists. Like, I want to work with overseas artists, like, that's on some other shit, like Stereo Lab and Radiohead, and, you know, artists like that. You know, that's where I really want to take it.
Nice, man. Well, you're still a young guy. You got a lot of time for that.
Yeah, I do. Hopefully it happens sometime in the future, man. That'd be great.
Yeah, speaking of overseas, how'd you link up with Red Bull for the Music Academy?
Oh, man, they had got at me. It was crazy because they, like, one of the guys over there at Red Bull had contacted, you know, some of the people over at Fat Beats, and it was like, you know, we're trying to get in touch with Milk to see if you want to come over here, you know, to do this Red Bull Music Academy thing. And I was shocked because I really didn't know what it was, and, you know, until, you know, they called me up. I never seen any of the, you know, the actual lectures they done had in previous years, but I finally got a chance to see it. I was like, damn, I never knew about this. So, you know, I went over there to Australia and did that. Went over there for a weekend, man. It was cool, man. It was lovely. Like, I did my lecture and met up politic with different people from all over the globe. It was people from Africa and Japan, and they were from everywhere, all at the academy. And it was real cool, man. Real cool.
Nice, man. So back to Nas for a minute. You know, his new album is Hip Hop Is Dead. You hear a lot of people with the Hip Hop Is Dead talk, you know, not even just lately, but over the last, you know, 5 years plus.
Even. Yeah.
You know, what do you think about all that talk?
And the way, you know, I feel him, you know, I feel what he's saying, you know, so I can't shoot him down. But at the same time, it's like, at the same time, I look at it like, man, these cats is out here making their money, so you can't be mad at a person that's out here making their money. Even though, you know, I see what he's saying though, like, it done took over, like, all this whack shit done, like, took over the airwaves, the radio, and, you know, all the programs, you know, the TV programs and shit that you see on TV is, like, all the videos are damn near the same, and everything, all the songs sound the same. I feel that, but it's like, I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm not mad at that side of hip-hop. You know, I feel like it should be a better balance, because it seems like it's all one-sided, you know what I'm saying? It's not a balance with, you know, the type of music you would consider like a Nas or Slum Village or, you know what I'm saying, a Tribe or De La Soul. Like, it's not a balance with those type of different genres of hip-hop. It's just like all, you know, you know what I'm saying, like songs that's made for the kids, you know what I'm saying, songs that got dances to them, so it's kind of all gimmicky. But, you know, hopefully it change up in the next few years with, you know, Jay-Z coming back and doing music again now, and Nas coming back out, and, you know, hopefully Eminem, 50, you know, all them cats, Pharrell Monch, all these cats drop records to try to kind of balance it out, because they were kind of gone for a minute, so yeah. Hopefully that helps. So yeah, man, I feel him though. I feel what he's saying.
Yeah. Nah, man, I mean, you know, you hate to admit it, but, you know, you can see what he's talking about, definitely.
Right, but I think a lot of people are kind of misunderstanding him, because some people think he's just targeting one, you know what I'm saying, one genre of hip-hop, but I don't think he's, like, just targeting, like, one side, like the South End, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's doing that, but...
Nah, man, I mean, you know, you can look at things today, and it's really unbalanced in a lot of places, you know?
Yeah, it is, man. It's like, okay, that's cool. You can make the song for the kids, you know, the little snappy finger dance, and I ain't mad at that, but... You know, balance it out with some real hip hop shit.
Yeah.
You know, everything is money, so.
You know, well. What kills me though is I'll see adults getting into the snap music with their kids.
Yeah.
You know, that to me is a bigger problem. You'll see people who are like in their 30s and 40s, you know, dancing along with their kids and encouraging it, you know, even with what the lyrics are saying, and it's like, damn.
Right, man. Like, y'all are too damn grown, man, to be doing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, like I say, some of the records is cool, because some of the records that's made are by little kids, like the, you know, Chicken Noodle Soup, like, that's made by a little girl, so what you expect for it to sound like in the, you know, but some of these artists is grown as hell talking about dance like this and dance like that, like, man, that shit is terrible, like, man, you in your mid-20s, 30s, you talking, trying to make a dance, man,
some hokey pokey shit.
Right, but... Whatever, man. Hopefully it changes.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Cool. Well, I think that about wraps things up. You got anything else you want to let our listeners know?
Man, just go get that album, man. March 13th. I can't stress it enough. Popular Demand. It will be dropping, man. Be on the lookout for my man's Guilty Simpson album, Fat Cat album, Phil Munch album. You know what I'm saying? All coming first quarter next year. You know, so just be on the lookout, man. It's a lot of Detroit. Music coming next year, man. We trying to put it back down. It's been a minute, you know what I'm saying, since some real Detroit hip hop shit that came out. So be on the lookout for it next year. 07 should be a good year for it, you know. Be on the lookout for all that.
And what's your MySpace again?
MySpace.com/BlackMK. BlackMK.
Cool. You got a website up too?
Nah, not yet, man. You know, I've been doing the MySpace thing. The MySpace be killing them so hard, it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna still do a website with, you know, I'm just MySpacing it right now.
Cool. Well, people definitely need to go check out your page. They can hear some music. I think you got some downloads up there too, right?
Yeah, I'm always like putting up new songs that, you know, not on the album, but just random shit, random beats. I'm always putting something new up there. So yeah, go check it out.
Cool. Well, most definitely, and cop that Broken Wax EP too.
Go get. Thanks for reminding me. Go get that Broken Wax EP, man. It's, you know, a real dope project, man. We're trying to bring some good music, feel good music, just real hip hop shit back to the game. So go copy, check for it.